internal and external collaboration on forecast accuracy. From a demand management perspective, collaborating to improve forecast accuracy may involve gaining trust to get better data, determining the best forecasting methods collectively, building consensus not only internally, but also with supply chain partners, and more. When closely collaborating internally with product line management and sales, and externally with upstream suppliers and downstream customers, all upstream partners may be able to forecast less by getting end customer demand information directly and immediately. If forecasting is still needed due to lead time constraints, using more accurate and more recent demand data will still improve forecasts. A key benefit of communicating demand, rather than just orders, is that you can see why the orders are what they are. For example, to stockpile in advance of a plant shutdown versus a trend of higher sales. And this helps eliminate the bullwhip effect where variability in orders, both high and low, is magnified at each upstream supply chain node. Here are some examples of how stakeholders can collaborate to improve forecast accuracy. Other stakeholders, such as finance, also contribute, as was discussed as part of S&OP. Product line management. Operations professionals can share product lifecycle information, including end-of-life timing, plus information on capacity and/or inventory levels, and order flexibility. Sales and marketing. Demand-side professionals can share customer and market insight, promotional plans, and information on competitor actions. Customers. Downstream intermediate customers can share demand signals, consumption data, point of sale, POS, data, plans to increase safety stocks, and information on planned orders. Suppliers. Upstream suppliers can share information on their capacity, raw material and component availability, and their degree of order flexibility. Sharing point of sale, POS, data upstream has significant benefits if the data is formatted in a way that it can be shared and combined automatically, rather than needing manual workarounds. Get rapid feedback on short-term demand changes in either direction. Identify trends at the SKU level or specific retail or other location node information. Reroute orders dynamically or transfer inventory from areas with surplus to areas with shortages. Determine slow-moving and fast-moving inventory by region or echelon. Supply chain participants might even engage in collaborative planning and forecasting to formalize the process and automate data sharing directly into their planning and control systems.